there were gaps in the information here and there, and they're doing a final sweep up, so to speak, to make sure that all the cases are properly attended to. There's some situations someone would not have identified themselves as having lost anything when people went around, but now they're saying that they lost their fridge or their stove. Well, that has to be verified. And in most of the cases, it's true. So you have these kinds of little gaps, so to speak, which are being sorted out. We have identified some resources for persons to get some furniture and pots and pans and spoons and knives and forks and the like. And that is the next venture which we are hoping to embark upon very soon. Clearly, the shelters and the housing are connected, because if we provide the restoration for the houses in the swiftest possible time, it means that people will get out of the shelters quicker. In relation to the housing, we have approved a project of about close to $22 million. It's a substantial project. In this project, we have levels 1, 2, 3, and 4 of housing damage. And we have some back walls, some division walls, and we are trying to accommodate some of those persons who didn't have their situation addressed fully or at all after Tomas and the 2011 April floods.